Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with host Shalene Johnson. Shalene promises this show will help you build your brand, serve your community, grow your email list, and learn from the experts or your money back.
That's right, a money back guarantee. That's my offer to you if you are not completely satisfied with this free podcast. All joking aside, when you give your customers the guarantee of a money back offer, what you're saying is, I so believe in my product and or service that no questions asked, I will return your investment. You build trust. You're telling your customers, I stand behind my word and my product. And most importantly, you remove an objection and the risk of investing. Today's episode is all about answering your burning questions. Whether you're new to business or a seasoned entrepreneur, I'm really excited to share with you answers to your questions in today's episode. So let's get to it. This question comes from Ellie Parvin. She says, if you're new to the business and you want to be able to feature legitimate testimonials on your website, what's a good way to actually request testimonials after an event or after a service has taken place? First of all, Ellie, I love that you're thinking this way. And as you know, testimonials are everything. I don't care what it is you're doing, whether it's nails, hair, you're a doctor, you're someone who provides a service on the internet. Everybody loves testimonials. A testimonial is nothing other than someone else other than you saying, this stuff works. This person is great. I love this restaurant. I would only buy my car from this dealership. We tend to place greater emphasis on the referrals and recommendations that we get from our friends and family members and communities, many times more so even than the person who owns and operates the business. So Ellie, I love that you're asking this question. It's really quite simple. And believe it or not, most people don't see it as an inconvenience. Here's the easiest way to get testimonials. The next time somebody writes to you, sends you a quick Facebook update, or even a text message and says, hey, Ellie, thank you so much for fill in the blank. You can simply reply by saying, that means so much to me, and I wish I had more customers like you. I really do, because I've loved working with you. Would you be opposed to me actually using what you've just said or some variation of it on my website along with a little picture of you? That's the easiest way. I mean, who's going to say no to that? Then by using a free website called Canva, C-A-N-V-A, you can design a little teeny tiny graphic that can go on your website that includes a headshot of the individual. And you might be saying, oh man, now I have to ask them for a headshot. Nope. If you've got their Facebook page, you certainly have a photo that has been seen by the world. And you can just simply say, okay, here's what it looks like before you post it up on your website. A little headshot of that individual and their own words, their own testimonial about your product or service. And Ellie, I'm so glad you brought this up because testimonials are everything when it comes to building community. Every sales page I've ever purchased something from, every seminar I've ever signed up to go to, I've watched the testimonial of someone. And for that matter, anytime I'm making a purchase on Amazon or Zappos, most often I'm going to read the reviews before I hit add to cart. Why? Because that's a testimonial. We use testimonials to decide if, in fact, it's going to work for us. Every sales video I've ever done, every infomercial I've ever been in, every infomercial I've ever seen on TV and picked up the phone and ordered it myself has included testimonials. Now, when you think of an infomercial, especially a fitness infomercial, many times you will rarely see the creator of the program. What you'll see in almost every act of the infomercial is testimonial after testimonial after testimonial. And most oftentimes, they'll pick testimonials who come in all different shapes and sizes. Why? So that you will see someone's story, and in their story, you will say, that's me. And if it worked for them, it will work for me. So when you yourself are collecting testimonials, and I suggest that everybody who's listening to this start doing it now. I mean, go back to the last complimentary text messages or emails or even Facebook messages you've received from customers and clients and people who you've helped. Even if you don't yet have something that you offer for sale, if you've received complimentary emails and communication from people who've said, "I just can't thank you enough for fill in the blank," you've got yourself a testimonial. And you need a testimonial before you can ever sell anything and quit your day job. So people, we can all collectively thank Ellie for bringing this up. Start collecting testimonials. This question comes from Heather Delia. She says, "Thanks so much for all your awesome advice. I love your podcast. They're truly priceless. I just purchased the Diva ring light that you mentioned in the podcast on how to create better videos. Now I'm asking how close you put the ring light to your camera when you're shooting video." Great question, Heather. It really depends on, number one, what type of camera I'm using, and then number two, what setting you have your Diva ring light set to. Now, if you didn't hear that previous episode on Build Your Tribe, I did an episode specifically designed to help you create better videos, to get more comfortable in front of the camera, and to look your best. I talked about equipment, and this happens to be, at the moment, my favorite light because it's simple. It's just like fabulous for your skin. It makes you look younger. You don't have to set up as many lights. It's just like one circular light, like a donut almost of light. And I freaking love this light because I hate lighting. It's such a pain in the butt when you make videos. If you haven't already listened to that episode, please go back and listen to it, especially if you have any inkling whatsoever to make videos for the internet, you definitely want to listen to that episode. Heather, to answer your question, when I'm using an iPhone and my Diva ring light, I sit pretty darn close to that light. And then I'll film a little bit and then I'll go back and check it and make sure I'm not blown out, meaning there's like no contrast in my face. You just barely see pupils and nostril holes, which is great because then you can't see wrinkles. But you do need to actually see a little bit of your face. So you don't want it too blown out. And so I try to find a happy medium somewhere between Barbara Walters lighting, Oprah's, and maybe throw in some Housewives. You know, I think lighting is really important, but more importantly is our time. And what I love about using that particular light, it's just really fast. You just plug it in, and then at least the light that I have allows me to either turn it up or dim the light slightly if I need to. When I'm using a stronger powered camera with a better lens, which I do sometimes, especially like when I'm shooting my higher end videos, like for the academies or for a launch video, well, in that case, I can sit a little further away from the light. But to be honest, I often use more than just the Diva ring light when I'm shooting those higher end videos. I'm usually using the Diva ring light and then usually about three, maybe even four lights to fill the light around my set. So I'll fill the light on the back wall and in other places. But in most instances, your ring light will do the trick. I just love this next question from Alice Gerling from England. Well, I think she's from England because she references her earnings in pounds. She says, "Chalene, I love your podcast and I just finished your 30daypush.com and I'm excited to tell you that I've made some major progress in my income. Now I need to start working on my craffle, my crazy, ridiculous, amazing, fun-filled life. And I would have never dreamed I could do this before listening to you. So here's my question. I'm planning to start a business running baby massage classes. It's a four-week course. And my question is, how do I begin promoting a start date if I have no idea how much demand is out there? I need at least 6 to 8 babies and their parents per course in order to make this business viable." Well, I love this question because I so dig answering specific questions about your specific business. That's what I do. I'm a coach. So Alice, here's my suggestion for you, and I hope this applies to others who are listening. First, let's think about the market. It's somebody who has a baby or perhaps even a newborn. Now, as you and I both know, getting out of the house when you have a newborn is pretty crazy. It's hectic. Not to mention that if someone has a baby, that means they are in that early childhood stage of starting a young family, and they quite possibly have other children at home. Now we're talking about not just the investment of coming to your course, but also of finding childcare. Now, 6 to 8 people locally, that might be a little tough, but 6 to 8 people, maybe 60 to 80 people on the internet watching your online course, why not? I would have loved that. I would have loved to watch a course on how to massage my baby. while I was a new mom at home that I could watch from the privacy of my own home, that I could watch on my own baby's schedule. I mean, even just picking what time I went to a doctor's appointment really was determined by what time my baby was sleeping. So my suggestion to you is invest a little time in learning something about Facebook ads. By running a very inexpensive Facebook ad campaign, you can target new moms, and even if you prefer, new moms in your area who are on Facebook, and you could promote a webinar. The webinar would be free. In the webinar, you could talk about all of the advantages and all the reasons why it's in a new parent's best interest to learn these techniques. At the end of the webinar, you could then offer your paid course. That's your online baby massage course. I think it's a brilliant idea. So here's your homework. Number one, you're going to need to learn just a little bit about Facebook ads. A great source for you is Amy Porterfield. Look her up by going to amyporterfield.com, or you can find her on Facebook. After you started looking into Facebook ads, then you're going to need to learn a little bit about webinars. Now, I would love to be your source, but I've just got into webinars myself, so I'm going to recommend my good friend, Lewis Howes. Lewis Howes offers a really simple, easy-to-follow webinar course that teaches you the fundamentals and the exact recipe that works. And let me just tell you, the recipe is important. Trying to watch somebody else's and then leaving out a few ingredients might result in a flop. Why not get it right, make the investment in a few of these programs, and then instead of reaching 6 to 8, we're talking you could reach 60, 80, a couple hundred people. And ultimately, that webinar and that training series could go evergreen. What is evergreen? Evergreen means that once you've finished doing those training videos, those massage videos, you could then host them on a site like Kajabi, that's spelled KAJABI.com, Kajabi.com. And that's where I host all of my academies, from the Marketing Impact Academy to Smart Success, Marketing Impact, and a new academy I'm working on right now for Courageous Confidence. So you create these videos, you sell admission to the 4-week course. The videos are there whenever somebody decides to log in and they've got time because their baby's down, or maybe their baby's awake because they're actually going to be doing massage on the baby while the baby's awake. Now they can log into their academy. They can watch those videos when it's convenient for them. And you, my dear, will be sleeping or spending time with your little one making passive income. Who do we go to for passive income? You want to listen to the Pat Flynn Show. Pat Flynn has an amazing podcast called the Smart Passive Income Podcast. And there you can learn more about ideas just like this one of how you can generate income that helps you to create your craffle, that crazy, ridiculous, amazing, fun, filled life. And yes, it is possible. Good luck to you, sister. I am so proud of you for having this idea and for making it a reality. You are the bomb.com. This question comes from Sammy Liz. As far as owning your own business and employee management, how do you keep everybody enthusiastic about working for you? And how do you keep them working towards goals and really keep them motivated? Are you using incentives for productivity? I'm looking forward to your answers. Well, let me tell you, that I believe is really the key to having a successful business. And that's people who are happy, people who love what they're doing, people who feel appreciated and recognized, and they look forward to coming into work every day. I mean, especially for myself and Brett, our business is to teach people how to start their own businesses. I mean, all of our seminars and our coaching programs and almost everything that we offer is really centered around creating your plan B, building up your own business to a point where you can quit your job. So if my employees are listening, they are going to want to quit their jobs. And I hope they do someday. And most of our employees have gotten to a point where they've built their own online businesses, and they have been able to make that decision to leave us. And I would be inauthentic. I would be a phony if I didn't truly believe that that should be the case for my employees too. And here's why. Because I hire people that I love, that I adore, and I want to root for them, and I want the best for them. And if I believe that having a life that you've designed is truly what everyone deserves, then there may come a point when people believe that the life that they deserve is that of being their own boss. Now, not everybody wants to be their own boss. So until people are in a position to make that decision for themselves, here's how Brett and I do our best to keep our staff excited and motivated. Number one, We hire people who are awesome. And by that, I mean, we don't necessarily look for skills. We look for personality traits. We look for people who are easy to get along with, really positive, have a great attitude. You know, you enjoy spending time with them. They make the world a better place. We can teach them the skills that they need. And better yet, we can spend some time with them and figure out what they're good at and then let them go to work in that particular area. I also am a big believer that people are happiest when you allow them to figure out how they can be most productive. So I don't know if this is possible for you, Sammy, but what we do is say, listen, generally speaking, you can set your hours. We want to give you total flexibility. If you're a more productive employee because you can take off 2 hours in the afternoon to go exercise, do it. If you would rather work late in the evenings and come in a little later in the morning, fine. As long as the work's getting done, you know how you can work your best. Like for me personally, I can't be in an office environment. I have to have almost complete isolation in order to really focus, to really think about the work that I need to do. Now, when I'm creating, when I'm coming up with new products and services, I like to have people around me so I can bounce ideas off of them, get their input, get their feedback, allow them to help create the program. And I believe that when people feel that they are a part of the creation process, then they feel happy and fulfilled. And lastly, it's recognition. We are constantly telling our team members how incredibly valuable they are because that is the truth. I've got three of them. Allison in customer service. I call it customer service, but she does so much more than that for us. And she responds and takes care of each and every one of our customers. She's also our go-to person at all of our live events. Lauren Muchko basically runs the company. She does everything from nuts to bolts. She's one of the smartest, kindest, sweetest people you'll ever want to meet. And I have no doubt that there will come a time where we will have to replace her because she's simply brilliant. And we've just added a third full-time member to our team, and that's Lisa. And Lisa's just good at everything she does. She has an amazing attitude. And because she's our newest addition to the staff, we're really letting her just figure out what she loves doing because she's good at everything. We have a lot of consultants we work with, consultants locally and consultants abroad. I love Elance and I love Fiverr. I have people I work with on a daily basis on both of those applications. And I want to tell you, I try to treat those consultants with the same kindness and positive attitude that I do the employees who are in our office. So rather than just, you know, assigning them a job or speaking to them like a robot, like this is what I need done by 2 o'clock today, I'll say, hey, how are you? I hope you had a fantastic weekend. The work that you've been doing is amazing. And then when I have to correct a virtual assistant or somebody who's working for us abroad, I'm going to do that with the same tact and the same kindness that I would somebody I was working with in person. Why? Because everybody wants to feel good, even if they don't know you, even if they're not seeing you face to face, people still want to feel good about what it is they do. You see, even back when Brett and I had over 70 employees and consultants working for us, back when we were in the midst of stressed success, even then we knew that the success of our business was not because of any special skill that the two of us had. You see, I learned long ago that the reason why our businesses have been successful is not because of me, is not because of Brett, but because of the amazing, hardworking, reliable, sweet, ethical people who we have been fortunate enough to surround ourselves with. Hire for character over skill every chance you get. This question comes from Crystal Sacido. She says, I'm slowly building my business and I want this so bad. I'm a single mother and I'm juggling a full-time job, mommy duties, and a business, and it's very, very, all caps, hard. What suggestions do you have for me? Because I feel bad. I want it. I want it really bad, but I'm not where I should be because I know I have more potential than what I'm putting into it right now. Crystal, I just have to tell you that you've got to be a lot easier on yourself. You have to recognize you can't compare yourself to someone who has a spouse at their side who's helping them do all of these things. You can't compare yourself to somebody who's able to stay home all day without the responsibilities of a child and another job. So my dear, dear Crystal, I want you to know that you are in the season. You are in this early season of building your business. But the very most important thing that you can do is make sure that you are present, really emotionally and physically present for your child. The most effective way to do this is to really categorize your time. When you're working full-time, it's the norm nowadays that people work through their lunches. They continue returning emails, and they continue working for somebody else during their lunch hour. I want you to put a photo of your son right next to your computer or wherever it is that you're working. And remember that that time is yours. It is yours to build your dream. Don't spend time with coworkers celebrating somebody's birthday. That is time for you to focus on your dream. And when someone says to you, hey, how come you're not social? How come you don't do these things with us? You just have to simply know with great confidence that you are working on your dream and your why is your son. This also means you have to sacrifice if you really want to do this sooner than later. If you would love to be able to work from home and have this very successful business for you to be able to provide for your son and also to be there for him, to be present, to actually not have to ask someone if you can take the afternoon off to go to his awards assembly, but to actually be there, then you're going to have to sacrifice. And you do that on lunch hours. You do that by waking up early before he wakes up and you get him ready for school. You do that by staying up just a little bit later and not watching television and not spending time on the weekends socializing. I know that sounds awful, but those are the things that most people don't do. And I know you're tired. I know that you've got a lot of responsibilities, and it would be great to reward yourself with these extra things where you can actually turn off your brain. But I promise you, if you put in the work now, right now while you're in this season, and rather than sacrificing your time with him, you actually sacrifice those times where you would normally soothe yourself by doing mindless activities like watching TV or going out with friends or celebrating at lunch or just spending time working for somebody else while you're at work. Use that time to work on your plan B. Crystal, I'm proud of you. You're going to do this at your own pace. This is your race, and every element of it is unique, and it should focus and center around the love you have for your child. Now, this is my personal opinion, but I think there's nothing more important than being present emotionally and physically for our children. And this question comes from Hannah LeBron. She says, with a small business and a very limited amount of money to spend on advertising, how do you suggest getting the word out about your work? Now, Hannah, I see on your Facebook page that you are an esthetician. So my suggestion to you would be, girlfriend, look into Pinterest. The type of traffic that you can drive to your website for free on Pinterest is basically mind-boggling. Who's your expert? That would be Natalie Jill. Now, if you listen to a previous episode here on Build Your Tribe, you'll see that she was with us, I think, on two separate occasions, specifically talking about Pinterest. Pinterest is amazing, and it's free. It's a great way, especially if you're attracting female clientele. I mean, you can attract any type of clientele. If that weren't the case, then major retailers wouldn't be spending as much time and effort as they are today at developing their Pinterest strategy. But Pinterest is a phenomenal way to drive traffic to your website. And of course, once they land on your website, we want them to see testimonials and you want to be able to give them something. So you're an esthetician, and that might mean for most people, you assume in order to make income, in order to make your business grow, you need to be working with people who are there locally. But you can really attract a broader audience and perhaps even a local audience by giving visitors to your website something of value. Maybe it's the 5 steps to perfect skin or how to clear up adult acne. Whatever it is, give people something of value, of great value, in exchange for their email address. We call that a lead magnet or a freemium or a free gift or an opt-in. In other words, when somebody goes to your website, they are seeing, this looks interesting. I hate giving away my email address, but this is too good to pass up. So I'm gonna give them a great email address because I want this report, or I want this video, or I want this tool, or I need these tips because I want perfect skin. When you create a really strong lead magnet, when you give people something for free, you're not only giving them something for free, you're also giving them a chance to spend some time with you. They will get a sense of your personality, your professionalism, your approach to your expertise, and they will likely fall in love with you by falling in love with the information or the product or the services that you're giving away. Hannah, I wish you the best, and my first step for you would be to start with those early podcast episodes we did here on Build Your Tribe that focused on Pinterest. I would also suggest that you look into YouTube because of the line of work that you're in, and perhaps even Facebook. but don't go trying to build a huge like page and spend a lot of time on building your reach on Facebook. I suggest that you look into the experts who are teaching advertising on both YouTube and on Facebook. It is incredibly reasonable. When you cost compare what you would spend on advertising on either one of those platforms compared to the amount of time that you would spend just trying to build your platform for free, let me tell you from experience, your time and money is much better spent by investing in an expert to teach you how to do cost-effective advertising in both of those platforms. Well, that about wraps it up. I want to thank everybody who submitted a question for the show today. You will also be featured on my blog. So simply go to shaleenjohnson.com/podcast and you will see that your question and your Facebook profile picture will appear in my blog. The next series of questions that I'm going to be featuring will come from Twitter. So if you don't already, please be sure to follow me. It's at Shaleen Johnson. Then send me a tweet with your question for this show and use the hashtag #BuildYourTribe. If I use your question, not only will I retweet and follow you, but we will also feature your Twitter account on my next blog post. Until then, I just want to tell you, I love you for taking the time to invest a little bit of your day with me. So until we get a chance to spend some time together again, just know I love my lifers.
Thanks for listening, lifers. Shaleen invites you to join her for her free coaching program designed to help you get organized, productive, and laser focused on what really matters. To sign up for her free video coaching program, please visit 30daypush.com.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate. But you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.